Hello, Harlan. This is Dee Johnson calling from the Pioneers with a question for you about your role in the establishment and organization of advisory committees in the early days of the community college. So what was your role?
Well, I was chief of trade and industrial occupations in the vocational division of the Department of Education. And, of course, we reported to the State Board of Education. When the Area Community College, Area Vocational Technical School bill was passed by the legislature, there were specifications written in the bill that the community college or voc tech school had to get State Board approval before they could offer a vocational technical program. And in order to get that State Board approval, they had to file an application for such a program, and in that application, content of the instruction, the qualifications of the teachers, the equipment that would be needed, the square footage for the shop that they were going to teach this program in, had to be specified in that application. And that application had to list the names and backgrounds of the people who served on the advisory committee that helped the vocational technical administrator in the school pull that program application together. The membership of the advisory committee had to be made up of both labor and management from the field in which the subject was being taught. Then mainly the voc tech director did all the paperwork to pull that information together and then submitted it to, for trade and industrial programs, to my division in the department. And we would review those and then recommend yes or no to the State Board of Education. But the advisory committee had to be made up of, I think, no less than 8 members. And they had to be representing both management and labor, and they had to certify that, in fact, there was a labor market need for that occupation, plus recommend the kinds of equipment that ought to be included in the program, the size of the shop, and the instructional content. So that's basically what role I played in the early years of the community colleges. There were also other sections of the vocational division, for instance, agriculture, home economics-related programs, marketing and distribution, and office occupations. Those were the various sections in the Department of Education that had to review the programs that were from their specialty background. So that's basically how advisory committees, program advisory committees, were started. Several years later, when I went to work for the State Council on Vocational Education, there was a provision passed in the Carl Perkins Act that said that the State Council on Vocational Education had the responsibility of providing in-service training for people working with program advisory committees. So we developed took a statewide survey to determine how, to what extent the advisory committees were active in for each program, and had a manual developed and printed, and then we ran 16 seminars around the state for both secondary level vocational educators and post-secondary level vocational educators on how to work effectively with a program advisory committee. Because apparently there was some national study that indicated that the involvement of advisory committees was not as good as it should be. So that's basically history on advisory committees in Iowa.
Thank you very much. It's been very interesting talking to you today, and we'll be talking to you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you for including me.
Okay. Bye-bye.